You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome, oh welcome, to Praise of Songs with 95BFM program director Sarah Thompson.
Getting your five a day there, Zoe.
Composed, collected, healthy.
Staying.
Is there a fruit box in the office?
Yeah, fruit box. Connor brought in a fruit box. It's got all the fancy pears as well, those weird little...
What makes a pear fancy?
I asked Rachel this before too.
They're just really expensive at the supermarket. So it's a fancy
a fair
pear.
Enough answer.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Rachel. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You've brought three very cool tracks in. What are we talking about today?
These are all brand new to the playlist. Let's start with Eve Tumor, or Tumor, depending how thick your Kiwi accent is.
Exactly.
Eve Tumor, a big favourite on 95BFM airwaves. We've been playing their stuff for a while. When we first started playing it, it was quite powerful, experimental, electronic music, which explored a lot of liminal spaces in its lyrics, and slowly over time it's gotten way more glam rock.
It is so glam rock, I'm loving it.
Taking all of the instruments that are, you know, historically considered as being quite masculine, but using them in a way from history where they've been at their most androgynous.
Yes.
Or gender fluid, which is definitely Eve Tumor's buzz. This is a bit of a surprise EP. The EP is called The Asymptotic World.
Ooh la la.
We were all enjoying the first single off it, Jackie, and then the whole thing dropped on July 15th on Warp Recordings. A lot of people have been really loving a track on the EP called Crushed Velvet. Jess Foo's given that a few spins, but the one I decided to put on playlist just has a lot more power and a lot more energy and a driving bass line, because you know I'm a sucker for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Secrecy is Incredibly Important to Both of Them, and let's have a listen.
We'll be right back.
Lots of people enjoying that bass line on the text machine there. Some Joy Division responses, and someone says, ooh, it's almost as good as a Metronomy bass line, which I think is a compliment.
I think that may be a long-time 95 BFM texter that texts into my show and gives me grief about Metronomy bass lines, which are great.
They are great. They are good bass lines. That is a mean song, though. That is extremely cool.
The whole EP is great. If you were into Jackie, which we had on playlist before we swapped it out for this one, go listen to the whole thing. There's not a dud on it. It's definitely coming from the same vein as Eve Tumor's last full length. They are touring this EP. Eve Tumor, rumour has it, was going to come to New Zealand until COVID got in the way. It was going to be one of the Dark Mofo sideshows, but here's hoping maybe in years to come.
When this round, Rona.
Yeah, no. We'll get to see their apparently incredible live shows sometime soon. That EP, much like the last full length, was made and co-produced with long-standing collaborator Eve Rothman, who also makes weird off-centre pop with people like Banoffee and Ellie and AJ. So there's a lot to love with Eve Tumor.
I had no idea they did Ellie and AJ. That's hilarious.
Yeah,
I love that.
That's who Eve Rothman is most notorious for collaborating with.
That's so sick. Okay, that is a nice pivot into pop there, but we are taking it back to the weird and wonderful with this next track. What is this?
So I've brought you in a track from the brand new Aid and Conan Moccasin album. The album is called It's Just Wind. It came out on July 14th on Mexican Summer. It's a bit of a Mexican summer project. So Conan Moccasin in Marfa, Texas, was part of something called Mexican Summer's Marfa Myths Festival. And he had a bit of an artist residency. They were giving him money to have all of his favourite collaborators in one room. And these collaborators are ones that have worked with Moccasin for a long time, but also including the addition of John Carroll Kirby, who is an amazing pianist and composer who also has a brand new album right now that is worth your time. But in the middle of all of this, Conan's father had a cardiac arrest, which left him unconscious for 40 minutes, which is when, you know, ambos start worrying about damage to your brain. Mm. And then he stayed in a coma for a while. So it was a bit of a wake-up call for his father and really scary for Conan. So they decided that the next thing Conan's band was going to do was going to be a project they'd always joked about making. Conan and his dad were going to make an album together. So they flew him to Marfa in Texas with the doctors okay, and they basically had big jam sessions with what is one of the best backing bands you could possibly have in Texas at that time. And now I've done a big rant about how important Aid Moccasin is to the project. I've only gone and picked a song in which he doesn't feature.
Oh, no! Ah, well, go figure.
A BFM DJ who shall remain nameless sent out a tweet the other day saying, gosh, the Aidan Conan Moccasin album is amazing and the bits where Aid's not on it. I don't go that far into it. It's very sweet. Some of the songs are really beautiful reflections on a life well lived, kind of the twilight redolence and sadness you can get when someone has a lot of life experience. But it's also really interesting to see a lot of younger men try and evoke that feeling. And I think this title track, it's called It's Just Wind, really succeeds in doing that. There's a kind of medicated fugue that seems to hang over it. And Aid Moccasin was highly medicated while they were making this album. And it also has really wobbly tape loops. So it has that hauntological thing of already sounding old, like a memory. How about we listen to it? This is called It's Just Wind, and we can talk about why it's called that after this.
Thank you.
I like that.
Yeah, you can really hear the 8-track, which the entire album was recorded on, wearing thin and messing up in places, which I think gives it a really, I used the word hauntological already, I'll go back to school, Sarah, feel. But yeah, it's ultimately a gift from Conan to his dad, a man looking back, bit of sweet self-reflection of his life, helped out by his son and his incredibly talented mates. The band also features Matthew Eccles, Nicholas Hassant, and Rory McCarthy, who you may also know as Infinite Bisou, who also has a brand new album right now.
Nice. And I think they're making a movie or a doco or something.
Yeah, but in true Conan fashion, I'm always a bit hesitant to recommend those things because they're very odd.
Yes.
They're not for everyone. But if you know you are a Conan Moccasin fan, then maybe check out the doco. There are links to it on the Under the Radar website if that's your sort of thing. In true Moccasin fashion, the album itself and the track we just listened to is called It's Just Wind. Now, what comes to mind when you think of that phrase, Rachel?
I mean, maybe I'm too puerile, but like, is it a fart joke?
Yep, it's a fart joke.
Yeah.
So I said it to Amelia yesterday, and Amelia immediately went there as well. Maybe it says something about our
BFM.
Yeah, our upbringings and the patriarchs in our lives, but it's definitely what Aid Moccasin would say whenever he would break wind. So that's what Conan called the album.
There we go. All right, what's the third track you've brought us today?
The third track I've brought you is from Tamaki Makaurau duo Tombs. It is brand new. Woo-hoo. It came out yesterday. Tombs are Dorian and Nick, and this is recorded in Rowan's space, aka in the arcade at the Wine Cellar. Tombs are also touring the country soon. We love Tombs here.
They're
propulsive, bass-driven, splashy. Both artists are on vocals. It's a lot of very joyous but also very dry noise. Let's
so
have
sick.
A listen. This is called Dead Bird.
You cannot see, but I'm throwing two big goats for that track.
They are big goats.
They are big goats. Tombs with Dead Bird. That is so exciting that Tombs has a new record on the way.
Yes, so it'll be due out later in the year on 1 to 12 Records. They're also touring and they'll be going to the South Island for the very first time. Tombs played a deep dive sideshow. I can't remember. Was it the night before? Anyway, it was before Deep Dive at Wendy Wine Cellar.
Before.
And it featured Night Lunch, Guardian Singles, and Tombs. And even though they've played for BFM before at one of our drive islands, I'd forgotten how much I love watching them live. So please go and see them play. They're going Dunedin, Christchurch, Palmerston North, Wellington, Hamilton, Tauranga. And on the 27th of August, we'll be playing Wine Cellar with Repairs and Pill Cutter. That will be an unmissable show.
Mint. Well, thank you very much for bringing us Tombs, Aidan Connor Moccasin and Eve Tumor this morning. Sarah, have a lovely rest of your day.
Go in peace. Praise of Songs with 95BFM Program Director Sarah Thompson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.